Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Chelsea DeVille. Chelsea, you were down 3 at the half last night. You're up 12 going into the fourth quarter. What adjustments did you make at the half? And then what further adjustments did you make at that mid-third quarter media timeout?
Well, we just weren't playing very tough. I thought, crediting Minot, they came to play yesterday. They are a scrappy team. We put it on our scout. They are a tough-nosed, scrappy team. To an annoying piece, you know, you could see in a positive way, that's probably a poor use of the phrase, but they get into you. They're smaller and they're just little scrappy things. And then on the boards, they're relentless. They're hard to box out because they crash hard. They'll run from half court and try to get an offensive rebound. So I thought they played a great first half. And I thought we were kind of, I wouldn't say we're just going through the motions, but we just weren't sharp enough offensively. You know, Vold kind of carried us in the first half offensively with some sparks threes, but defensively, you know, exchanging baskets, that's what we can't do. And so we had to step up our defense. Like you mentioned, we did. And that made it a lot easier for us on the offensive end to run, play downhill, play faster.
You going into the game thought that Stevan might cause you problems. She had 18 points last night, which is a good night. Mm-hmm. They start three guards, a forward, and a center. They're starting 4 and 5, had a total of 9 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Does your limiting of second chance points negate the 18 points?
You know, sometimes we get so technical. How they score is more important than did they score. I think, you know, we needed to have a better effort keeping them. You know, if we can't box someone out, we got to go get the ball. And I still, even though she, you know, sometimes they didn't end up with the ball, they were handsy and they got it flipped to their teammates and things like that. But we need to do a better job of personnel defense. You know, Stevan's going to attack. She's going to spin and jump over you. Well, how many times did she do that? Probably 99% of her possessions. So we have to take them away from what's on the scout. And I think we did a nice job, but 18 points is a lot. I don't think it was just a glaring 18 points, but we still could do better.
You had 10 more defensive rebounds than they had last night. In your mind, which is more important, defensive or offensive rebounds?
I want to make sure they don't have offensive rebounds, if that makes sense. They all go together. We have significant stats. We need to win the turnover ratio, win the free throw attempts, and win the boards, however that looks like. So I just think you really do it. You got to limit their offensive rebounds. And for us, the shots we get around the rim, we don't get a ton. And necessarily all the time, that's not our focus. So we probably love the defensive rebounds more because that means we got stops and we're probably going to have a high percentage shot the other way.
Your starters went to 10, 9, 9, and 7 offensively. You only had 3 bench players score. One of them happened to be 18 points from Taylor Bray. Mm-hmm. You only had 3 bench players that played substantial minutes. Are you starting to settle into a rotation, or is that just how last night went?
I think, you know, one kid that usually gets a little more minutes is Coley Rezabek, and it just kind of depends on the flow of the game. Sometimes those bench kids have a shorter leash and it doesn't seem fair, but it's the flow of the game. I think I like our, you know, about 9 rotation that we have, and sometimes some of them see a little longer and some don't. But, you know, I think we're settled into that for the most part. And it really does depend on who we're guarding, who we have to guard. If we go a little deeper or if we got to tighten it up and keep a smaller rotation.
Where are you expecting Minot to play you differently tonight?
Well, I think they might make adjustments offensively of how we changed how we were guarding them and try to, you know, see some mismatches on how we're guarding ball screens. I could see that. I'm curious what they'll do defensively because they showed a ton. They showed some zone. They showed some man-to-man where they packed it in and we hit threes and then they, you know, they spread it out. Then we had our posts. So we're going to be prepared for everything, and we prepared this week for all 3 of those things. I wouldn't be surprised if we even saw potentially some full court pressure, but we're prepared for whatever they show at this point.
Best of luck getting this thing to 7.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Schultze.
Starting lineups are next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.